So I'm Brianna, and I'm going to talk a little bit about our national networks. I have no relationships to disclose. So I'm going to talk a little bit today about one of our key elements, our national networks. I'm going to describe our national networks, talk about why we mobilize national networks, some principles that guide the formation of those networks, and then the role of the Healthy Communities Program. For each one of our key elements for our programs, we've developed a program strategy that supports it. The related one for national networks is to mobilize national networks to support policy implementation at a state and local level through training and capacity building activities. We have three primary national networks. First, our State Health Department Collaborative, and then also our Achieve and PHC National Partnerships, and I'll describe more in detail. First, for our State and Health Department Collaborative, we fund 52 health departments, and they are focused on a lot of the activities you've heard us mention here today, promoting physical activity and nutrition, reducing tobacco use and exposure, increasing access to quality healthcare services, also reducing the burden of chronic diseases, but also addressing social determinants of health, primarily reducing racial and ethnic health disparities. For each of these activities, our health departments focus on funding communities, conducting trainings, disseminating resources, and through this work, they connect with communities across their states, whether they've been funded by CDC or not. Each state has identified what we call a healthy community coordinator. If you would like to identify the coordinator within your state, you can go to our website and you'll find a listing of all 52 coordinators. Our second national network really involves our partnership with some national organizations. We funded national organizations because we want to capitalize on their experience and their expertise in uniting local leaders, integrating public health practice, and also building capacity to rapidly disseminate strategies within those communities. We funded four national partners that fund communities on an annual basis: the National Association of Chronic Disease Directors, National Association of County and City Health Officials, the National Recreation and Park Association, and the YMCA of the USA. If you're interested in becoming a 2011 Achieve Community, we are accepting applications right now. I would encourage you to visit achievecommunities.org, and you can reference all of the applications that are available. Our last network is also through Achieve, and it's a partnership with the Society for Public Health Education and then the National Association of County and City Health Officials, and it primarily focuses on developing and disseminating health promotion tools and resources. They have several key activities that are related to translation and dissemination. First, building leadership. So they identify strategies to recruit and retain leaders. They disseminate tools and resources such as fact sheets, success stories, and action guides. They transfer community-based models such as evidence-based activities, practice-based activities, but also innovative approaches within the field. They promote electronic communication through webinars, but also through our SharePoint and Achieve website, which you'll hear more about later. Also, they develop policy-related products that focus on taking research and developing tools primarily for local leaders. And then lastly, in creating workshops and skill-building seminars for local communities to implement policy strategies. So these are our three networks for community change, and now I'm going to talk a little bit about why we've organized these national networks. First, we know that approximately 50% of people are managing a chronic disease. 7 out of 10 deaths can be attributed to chronic diseases, and that heart disease, cancer, and stroke are the leading causes of diseases. As Shannon mentioned earlier, there are also societal and cultural changes that contribute to the burden of chronic disease. And then tobacco use, physical inactivity, and poor nutrition are primary contributors to chronic diseases. With our partners, we're really committed to really changing the environments and places where people live, work, learn, play, and worship. by really leveraging both the financial, creative, and human resources that are available to us to capitalize on the groundswell of support to impact healthy communities. There are some principles that have guided the development of national networks, and we've based these principles on our collective experiences. But what we've also found is that these same principles translate to development of state networks and also local networks. So now I want to talk a little bit about our role as a Healthy Communities program. And I think what you'll find today is that throughout our presentations, you'll hear examples of all these activities that we're implementing. So if I'll reference you back to Phyllis's presentation, she showed both a partnership wheel, but also gave examples of a lot of the partners that we collaborate with, not only on a local level, but also a state and a national level. Our intention really is to build capacity nationally by training communities to be able to implement policies locally, but also encouraging communities to partner with those that are not traditional partners to really integrate this work. We also are focused on really disseminating our lessons learned and best practices through peer networks, but also through publications and resources. And then also continually connecting our communities with experts in the field. I want to talk a little bit about, I think, a hallmark approach to creating a network, and that's emphasizing and creating opportunities for peer-to-peer connections. So we really try to emphasize opportunities for communities, leaders, and national partners, state partners to engage in discussions, to share their successes, to share their lessons learned. We do that by matching communities based on their characteristics, by the implementation of strategies, but we also engage experienced communities to come back to our Action and Learning Institute to share their stories with others, not only the successes, but also the challenges they've encountered and how they overcame them. We also really focus on disseminating tools and resources, which you'll hear more about in Lindsay's presentation and Shannon's presentation. So we've talked a little bit about our national networks, why we've mobilized these national networks, and I really want to just emphasize our approach as a program to really creating a national movement. We're really focused on transforming local public health by really emphasizing that population-based approaches are the way to go. We're developing several community models that focus on evidence and practice-based activities, but also encourage innovation in the field. We're promoting partnerships, both those non-traditional and traditional partners that we work with. We're accelerating community change by funding not only local communities that are urban, tribal, suburban, but also in rural, but also by funding state partnerships and then national partnerships as well. And then, as we also mentioned, that we really focus on an integrated approach. So we focus on multiple chronic diseases and also multiple risk factors. And so with that, I will turn it over to Shannon.